The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
When Ollie Henry put the Cats up by a point, you were sort of going, oh, here we go. But unfortunately, the Lions found a couple of late ones, and they were crackers too from Archie and Rayner, who both had massive second halves. Callum Archie kicking three goals, and Luke Rayner winning the foot. Cam Rayner. Got my racing hat on there. Cam Rayner winning the ball with at will and kicking two second half goals. So we're in the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. Thanks to Rebecca and Brett and all the team. Visit the home of Geelong's mattress manufacturing on St George's Road, Nor Lane, with plenty of parking out front. Jason Doherty is down in the rooms. We might go down to Jace. Hasn't got a player yet with him, but I suspect you can give us a sense of the mood, and it's probably easy to judge, Jace.
Yeah, somber. Very somber down here. So just finished a meeting with the coaching staff, and then we'll just wait a few minutes to see. The last thing you need is Sport Integrity Australia standing at the door waiting for you, but so that should be fun for somebody.
Oh,
but
the old testing.
So we'll see. It'll be one of the more experienced players, we suspect.
Yep. All right. Appreciate that, Jace. Just keep us in the loop. We'll get back down to you when we can. Benny, you're keeping an eye on the KFC Newcombe, Belmont, North Geelong and Armstrong Creek now open till midnight. Our old mate Chappie's been on the socials tonight and just posed the question we always do. Just a reaction from Cat fans, how they saw the contest. What's some of the sentiment that's pervading through those?
Well, Kingy, Greg suggests that the Swans will be $1.01. So he's thinking that it's a signed, sealed and delivered premiership for the Sydney Swans. Not so sure about that. Todd Nicklick suggesting Holmes spent 15 plus minutes on the bench in the third quarter. That's the game. Obviously injured, then came off in the last quarter. Bennett the Catter said we bottled it. Matthew Joey, all you can ask. Andrew Daly's joined us each and every week. Really disappointed. Weren't expected to be there, but lost a chance. Didn't make full use of our opportunities. King Cash, Troy and the rest of the crew, thank you. Been a hell of a ride this year. Enjoyed every moment. We'll be back. So thanks to that for Andrew Daly, who, as I said, has been a contributor right throughout season 2024. St. Alistair gutted, but key moments. It's Meeking, I don't know what's just happened there, but I've pressed a button that has caused what you commonly refer to as a computer conniption. St. Alistair, why does it keep doing this? Gutted, but key moments in second half didn't go away. Some brilliant individual performance, but the magic wasn't there inside 50 as the game went on. Still, what an exciting match to end on. Just interesting, Kingy, that we were talking in the break there that the Cats had played really well. They go four goals up, and then from that point, they actually became really easy to play against. They only laid 13 tackles for the entirety of the second half in a final, and the Brisbane's ability to move the ball was really on display, which was only there briefly in that first half. Brisbane found it difficult to move the ball at times, and yet in the second half, their ability to go end-to-end and particularly use it through the middle was really glaring and probably the difference in the game. I mean, Geelong in the end did well to come back and hit the lead, given how much of the flow was against. And then in the last quarter, the Cats win the possession battle. They're 22 inside 50s, but just aren't able to score enough. Just two goals from 22 entries. Mitch Hawley suggesting, got to kick the early ones, losing by two goals after hitting the post three times. Never thought we'd get this far, but geez, it still hurts. Lions got rubber the green, and that is enough. Robert Crocker, 76, angry at their lack of ability to slow the game down when they had control of the ball in the third. Happened all year. The average disposals going forward, missing easy shots and goal in the end costs the game. Dave Twist, dominated for periods of play yet didn't put it on the scoreboard, especially early on, but two really turning points, both in the third, where Manny opened goal dribble with three Geelong blokes around him, and Bowes getting tackled when he had two blokes in space. Both led to Lions goals. I mean, there's moments in games you can go right through and say this should have happened, but you do think that Manor one was pivotal. It should have been a goal to either Manor, or he should have given it off to somebody. He didn't. No goal. Suddenly the flow is against, and the Cats were never able to they were, because they got back in front, but it was tough sledding for the Cats in that second half. Just a lack of pressure probably was the main thing.
Unfortunately, it hasn't finished the way. I like this one from Gavin Lawrence, Benny. Devastated but proud. Wasn't confident going into this season at all. Finishing fourth is amazing. Just doesn't feel that way at the moment. So the Cats right now will have it sits about pick 15, but once you throw in academies and father sons, etc.
And Bailey Smith, I don't think they're going to be picking at 15.
No, well, that's the pick. That's the pick.
But that's a pick. Yeah, that's the
pick they'll be using.
Yeah, there'll be Levi Ashcroft will be picked. So there'll be a few there that'll push that pick back to maybe late teens.
Yeah, so a bit of work to be done by the Cats in that regard. But throw Bailey Smith into the mix next year. Obviously, he's coming off a knee. Throw Sam De Koning back into the lineup. Hopefully a fit Cam Guthrie, you know, in the twilight of his career, but yeah. We'll add something. Is there a role behind the footy for him?
I like Nevitt, I like Closey, hopefully getting some more opportunities, and even the boys that were out there tonight, just building on this season. I think it's pivotal.
What do you think this final's worth tonight for Manor, for Humphreys, for Mullen?
Yeah, and we didn't speak about Humphreys enough throughout the course of the game, but some of his moments tonight were just unbelievable. Like, we could talk and laud him for his ball use and how classy he is, but geez, he stood up like defensively a couple of times, and
absolutely,
you just think of that, about that, being able to do that on the big stage, prelim final, like unbelievable second half of the season. But he's been good all year, Lawson Humphreys.
He had 18 possessions, Lawson Humphreys, 16 of those hit the target.
Wow.
I know he kicks out from fullback a little bit, but why wouldn't you when he kicks it so well? And when he nearly set up another passage of play, it was Geelong fans are going to go through a whole heap of what ifs, but he won the ball in the back pocket here, kicked it to Myers. And I don't know, I mean, Grime Myers usually makes the right decision. He chose to kick rather than keep running, and he didn't get enough on it, and he had players out, and I'm just not sure why he just didn't have another bounce, run another 15, and ended up kicking it straight. I think it might have been Ryan Lester, who, in fairness, I said before the game that Ryan Lester is a, you know, he's been fantastic for the Lions, but he is a bit of a plotter. Geez, he plotted pretty well tonight. He was absolutely fantastic, particularly in the last quarter. He ended up with six possessions, six really important possessions under pressure. And Zorko, well, he had 11. He had 32 for the game, 11 in the first quarter, 11 in the last. So when the game was there to be won, Dane Zorko at 434 years old was able to be a really, really effective player. So hats off to the Lions, and disappointment for the Cats. The Cat fans will be... No, they'll be really disappointed, Kingy.
Yeah. It was a cracking game of footy and privileged to be here, but disappointed that it unfortunately ends the way that it does for the Cats. So we do turn our focus to AFLW. We will be carrickfootball.live for the four home games to come, and riding the AFLW team through hopefully to a November appearance. So we'll continue that, and of course GFNL Grand Final. And we will bring you the AFL Grand Final here on K-Rock in our own unique style, Sydney and the Brisbane Lions. And you'll be up and about for your old mob.
I will be. I'm looking forward to it. It's, they're a really proud club. A lot of amazing people up there at the Lions. I'm just wrapped, even for the Fitzroy fans who have done it tough and had the heartbreak of their club being taken away. But even just watching the boys run around in those red and yellow and blue colours tonight, I'm sure it brings a tear to the eye to a lot of Fitzroy supporters.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping to get down to the rooms at some stage to have a chat with one of the vanquished Cats. Jason Doherty is down there for AMB Australia. Quality Shelving, thank you for their ongoing support of K-Rock Football. Jump on the KFC exit any time as well. Newcombe, Belmont, North Geelong and Armstrong Creek now open until midnight, 7 days a week. How are you going down there, Jace?
Just waiting. Paddy's talking to the host broadcaster at the moment. I think we might get him. It's interesting down here. There's a lot of, obviously, numbness and a bit sombre, and a few of the players are actually visibly upset, but it brings you back to reality. The kids are having a kick of the footy down here. The Dangerfields, the Duncans, the Tui boys. So that's what it's all about sometimes, is you just move on pretty quick.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jace. We'll get back to you very, very shortly. Big day for Jace after calling the GFNL solo today. Had, of course, Kirsch and Rowan McSparran down boundary side. No Birchie. Unfortunately, Birchie with a little bit unwell. Had to pull the pin at 10:30 this morning.
Cat's COVID.
Yeah, something that wasn't agreeing with her. So she had to also sit out today. But we'll be back for our GFNL Grand Final coverage, live and exclusive on krockfootball.live from midday on Friday. All the build-up to the big clash between Leopold and South Barwon. And then, of course, midday Saturday. Do it all again. Our two AFLW games are coming up Thursday night, and then the following Tuesday against the Hawks, Thursday night from 6:30, Rocky Cranston and myself, and then on Tuesday night we'll bring you the Cats and the Dockers. Geelong with two big home games that they just need to win if they are to be in finals contention in AFLW this year. So in the end, though, the Cats suffering a 10-point loss. We are hoping to get down to the rooms very, very shortly to have a chat with Paddy Dangerfield and wrap up season 2024 from a men's perspective. I know we'll touch on it more, but Kaji Greaves medal will come in the next couple of weeks. We'll discuss that more probably in
who next
week's
pregame.
Who do you
think King?
Holmes.
Zach Guthrie.
He'll be top three.
Do you think Jake Colajesny will be top six?
He would have to be. So crack
close. Yeah, it'd be close.
Yeah. Some yeah.
Cameron will poll well.
Yeah, he will. He plays in a position where you're going to be quiet. He had some period there, middle of the year, where he probably was. He's not going to kick five goals every week, but he was probably a little bit off.
I think Tommy
Atkins. It's pretty open though. It's good to see some different players,
different names. It's good.
Tommy Atkins will poll well.
Yeah, poll well. I wouldn't have
top 10.
Yeah, probably.
It just comes down to it's all based on. The method's based on what they want from you. It's not how well you play. It's what's your role.
Well, I think sometimes it's the best piece of feedback for the boys. Obviously, Chris Scott and his match committee reflect on it strongly each week after a game, and whatever the secret herbs and spices of 350 votes or whatever, however each of the PNFs work. But it is. It's as good a feedback as anything from the match committee on how your season's gone.
You've got to fit into, I mean, Jack Henry and Tom Stewart will be somewhere in the mix. Yep. Tom Stewart's, Jack Henry, I should say, second half of the year was outstanding.
From the Essendon game onwards.
Yeah, he had some struggles with Peter Wright early in that game, and from then on he actually played some really, really good footballs.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and wrap things up from here at the MCG. Hot chips only $4 at APCO Cafe 24/7. Live, breathe, carrot footy.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.